Assistant Vinton Town Manager Cody Sexton says Gus Nix Boulevard would go from two lanes in each direction to one, with a third middle lane for turns. The extra roadway would be repaved and restriped for pedestrians and bikers.
I don't want to speak for the city. I think they're considering that on Williamson. This is also very similar to what they did a few years ago on Brandon and Colonial.
The road diet concept that would shrink the Williamson Road business corridor from four lanes to three has been met with mixed reaction. Sexton says such redesigns often lead to decreased speeds, better traffic flow, and improved safety.
The whole road will effectively have the same continuous feel until you get to Pollard Street in the town. In some ways, you won't even know that you will pass into the town. So for the traveling public, that entire road design will be the same and continuous right until you get to downtown Vinton.
With Roanoke City getting ready to repave its segment of Gus Nix Road, Sexton says there are some economies of scale in joining forces to get the project completed at the same time. Starting on Monday, for the next few weeks, orange traffic barrels will mark how Gus Nix Boulevard would shrink. Traffic engineers will then gather real-time data. Gene Marano, WFIR News.